Tony, we learned like this. Hukfulu Roif HaMaktsois. At this time, when most of the knives are put away already, so then we say Mutaris Mishum Gezel. If anybody finds still figs in the fields, they're allowed to take it. There's no Issa Gezel. Like most probably the Bailam was Miyayish already. He gave up hope, like at the end of the season already. He doesn't plan to take it in anymore. So he's Miyayish on those figs. You're allowed to eat them. There's no Issa Gezel. You're not stealing if you take them. And the Ran says, Shemis Yayishin Hain Mimash Anisha Masada. The owner already gave up hope of taking what's left over in the fields. Akashekoflu Vechnisan Reva Maksois. Since they already put away most of the knives, so that's a simit to say the owner gave up hope of cutting down more figs, and he's happy with what he has. So Mela, what's on the field now, is like Hefka. So therefore, it's Mutim Mishum Gezel, and the Wadin Nupturus Minamaisois. If anybody takes it now, he's put them in a miser. Doesn't have to take off Trumas a miser. Because the locher is Hefker is put them in a miser. And the Ran says, the Siv. The Pasuk says, Ubo HaLevi, Ki Ein Lo Chelik V'Nach Limoch. When does a Levi have a right to get Trumas a get miser? If it's something that doesn't belong to him, he doesn't have a Chelik in it that belongs to a Yisrael, then the Yisrael has to give him miser. But Yotze Hefker, Ma'ashen Kein Peiris Tara Hefker, free for all, a Levi also has the right to take and eat those fruits. So such fruits are put them in a miser. So therefore the figs that are left over in the fields after the Zman HaKayitz is Hefker, and therefore Smutim Mishum Gezla put them in a miser. Mor says now, Rebbe, for Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda, Iklo Yilahu Asra, they went into a certain city, and the Zman Shehukful Arif HaMaktsois. It was at the end of the season already, when they already put away most of the knives. So they went down to the fields, and they saw still some figs there. So Apialoch, it's mutter to eat them. So Rebbe Yevi Kochel. Rebbe went to eat it, like the Brisa just said, it's mutter Mishum Gezel. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Leyochel, he didn't eat it. Also Marin, later the master came, the owner of the field came, and he told them, Omelahu, Amai Leyachli, Rabbanon. How come you're not eating the Rabbanon? Like this, who is talking to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? How come you're not eating? Hukful Roif HaMaktsoisu, that the knives are put away already. So maybe, like you meant to tell them, the Loch is, it's Mutter now. So Mara says though, the Yafab became even so, Lo Yoch Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He still did not want to be Samech on the Sefer of Yish. He still was not Samech that their owner really meant to give him permission to do it. Because Kasavari held that Mishum Sinius Nilsu the Kamar Hoden Gavra. This person was only saying it sarcastically. Maybe didn't really mean to say that I'm allowed to eat it. Just meant to say, like, you Rabbanan, like you think that's the Locha says you're allowed to take it, like how come you didn't go and take it? In other words, really maybe he's still Makvid. He would not want you to take it. He only said to them, like, since that's the Locha, like how come you're not doing it? So he was still Choshish, maybe the person is still Makvid, therefore he did not want to take it. The Ran says, Mifnei Roya Leif, maybe he had a bad heart. Loima Kfar Tartim Aysom Asmachim. That's why he said it. But maybe he really didn't mean it. So if he was Makbid upon himself, I suppose he was Machmir, not to be Samech on this Heter. Even though we have a right of Piroiv to be Samech, the Bailam was Mafkarit, but he was Makbid not to do it. He didn't want to eat from this. Right. Rabbi Chomar, Ba Rabbi Chanina, Ikloi Lahu Alahu Asra. He went into the city. Bizman Shehuk full of Roif HaMaktsois. That most of the knives were put away already. His Evi Kochel, he was not eating from the figs he found there. Like the Lochritz Hefkritz Mutta. Yoyim Lashamei, then he gave it over to his servant also to eat. Lo Yochel, the servant didn't want to eat. Omalei, so Rabbi Chomar told his Shamish, Ochel, Omalei, Ochel Kach, eat this. Ochel, you're allowed to eat it. Because Kach Omalei Rabbi Yishmoel, Bar Rabbi Yosi, Mishum Aviv, the name of his father, that the locher is in a case when Hukfulu, Reif HaMaktsois, when most of the knives are put away already, that's already the end of the season of picking off these figs, is Mutaris Mishum Gezel, whatever still left on the fields, the owner was Miyayish already, Melitz Hefka, there's no Issa Gezel involved. And the Wadin of Turis Mina Meiser, you're allowed to take Meiser also, there's no Issa, there's no Chi of Meiser, it's Hefka. Gemara says now, Maisa, Rabbi Tarfin, Ashkeche Yehu Gavra, Rabbi Tarfin Vice Place was down by somebody's fields, and it was after the Zaman when the knives were put away already. So the din is, it's a smutte mishum gezel, you're allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Tarfin was eating somebody's figs. So what happened was, Ashkeche Yehu Gavra, the owner, found Rabbi Tarfin in his field, eating the figs. Vizman Shehuk Fulu HaMekzois. When the knives already were put away, ready, the end of the season already, to Kochel, so Rav Tarfin was eating these figs, and the master now came and found Rabbi Tarfin eating the figs. And the master didn't know who this person was, he didn't know he was Rav Tarfin. The master thought that there's a ganafir, that this man is stealing my fields. So what did the man do? Is Achtei, he picked up Rav Tarfin, Visako, he put him into a sack. The shaklin started to carry him. The amtuya lemishter b'dhara. He wanted to take him and throw him into the river. The man thought he finally sought the ganef. Like we'll soon see the maisa. But he finally thought that he got the ganef. So he picked up the shaptarfin, put him into a sack, and started to carry him down to the river. He's going to drop him into the river. Get rid of the ganef. Is omaloi. So shaptarfin said to him, oyloi letarfin shezeh horgoi. Like Rav Tarfin said, oy vey, that this man here is killing Rav Tarfin. In other words, he told the man like who he was, he's Rav Tarfin. His Shamul Gavra, the man heard, oy vey, I'm standing up for Rav Tarfin. His Shavke, he dropped him, let him go, Viorkin, and ran away. And the man was embarrassed now. I'm going to take Rav Tarfin, he's a ganav. He knew he's not a ganav, so he let Rav Tarfin go. This was the story. Rashi says, Shamul Gavra means Hikran, Hikka Shrav Tafin Oya. Now the owner realized it was Rav Tafin, so he let him go. But I call upon him Omer Rabavua, Mishum Rabichinin Ben Gamliel, that Kol Yom of Shalai Setzadik, the rest of his life, the rest of Rabbi Tafin's life, Hoye Metzdayer Ador Vizir, it bothered him, he felt Rav Tafin did something wrong here. Rav Tafin did something wrong. What did he do? Omar, Oili, Shenishtamashti Bekisro Shatayra. Oy vey, that I used the kest of the crown of Torah. In other words, the reason why this person let me go was because I told him I'm Rav Tarfin. So since he knew that I'm a big Talmud Chacham, because of the Kavod HaTorah, my kest of Shal Torah, he let me go. So I was mishtamished, I used the fact that I'm a Talmud Chacham for my own personal use. So Rav Tarfin felt very bad. And the Omar Rabba Bar Bachana, because Rabba Bar Bachana says, Omar Rabbi Yechon, the name of Rabbi Yechonon, they'll call him Mishtamesh Bekisrael Shel Torah. Whoever uses for his own use, for his own purpose, the crown of Torah, in other words, you use the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham for yourself, you should know Nekem in Olam. You'll be uprooted from the world. It's not nice to use the Kesa Shel Torah. So Dover Ruchni is Tar Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not supposed to use it for ourselves. So the Ran says, Shehenichoi, that this person lets Rav Tarfin go, Kishiradi Yoshu Rav Tarfin. When he notified him that he was Rav Tarfin, and the only reason why that person let him go was because he wanted like us cover that Torah. So Rav Tarfin was using the respect of his Torah for himself. So therefore he felt bad. Now what's, why is this halacha that you're not allowed to be mishtamech v'kisro shel Torah? And how do we know to say yenekem in olam? So Rabbi Machon says, I have a kal v'chayma. Oma bal shelter. Ma doch this melech bal shelter. Shenishtamish b'kli kodesh, when they conquered the Beis Hamikdash, he was nishtamish. He used the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. Shenasu kli choil, and even at the time when he used it, it already lost its kedusha. It didn't have its kedusha anymore. It was already called the kli choil. Shenamun apostik says ubo ubo peritzim. The peritzim the goyim came into the Beis Hamikdash v'chiluluhu, and they were machalol the Beis Hamikdash. That's when the Goyim came in and started to use the Kalim, they made the Kalim Chulin. So it comes out the Kalim lost its Kedusha. Still it says, Bal Shelzer, since he took these Kalim and used it, Kivon Shepirtsam, or says, Kivon Shepirtsam, Nasuchel. Still Nekim in Olam. He himself, Bal Shelzer, was killed because of this. There's still the Pasuk says, Bo Balayla, Kotel Bal Shelzer. That night he was killed. So you see Bal Shelzer that just had enjoyment from the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, after it became Chulin, got killed for that, is Hamishtamesh Bekisro Shel Torah, somebody that takes the Torah itself and has enjoyment from it, Shulchai v'kayim l'olam, that the Torah remains as Kedusha l'olam void. The Kedusha never goes away from the Torah. Is halachas kama v'kama. Isn't it for sure that if somebody has enjoyment from the Kesa Shol Torah, that he should be uprooted from the world? It's not a good thing to do. So therefore, Reb Tarfon felt bad that he had to rely on his Kesa Shol Torah to free himself. We'll see. So Gemara says, for Reb Tarfon, the Gemara asks, Tivon, now we're going back into the story now. For Reb Tarfon, Tivon the Chi Ochel. To hook full of Rav Amitsoyas Heve, Amai Tsari Hu Gavra. Lechura, since Rav Tafel, when he was eating now, it was mutza for him to eat. It was at the end of the season already. They already put away the knives to cut off the figs, to cut the figs. Says so, Lechura is like Hefka. Says so is the Kashra on the owner. Like Lechura, the owner, how come he was mocked with so much that somebody was eating the figs? True, he didn't know it was Rav Tafel. He thought it was somebody else. But when he gets so angry to pick up the guy and kill him, throw him into the river, what did he do so bad? It was Bazmana Heter. So Gemara says the Maisa was Mishum Duhu Heve Ganvi Le Anve Kulashasa. The story was this man, the whole year people were stealing his figs. Not only now at the end of the season, this Maisa of Tafrin, but the whole season, even from the beginning. Every night, like somebody was coming down to his fields and stealing his figs. So Mela, now when the person finally saw somebody eating his figs, he figured, oh, that's the guy that was stealing my figs all along. That's why he got so angry at Reb Tarfon. When he finally found Reb Tarfon, like he found this man eating his figs, Sobar, the owner, thought, I know the Ganzvan. He's the one that was stealing my figs all the time. That's why now he got so angry. All right, turn over. Gemara says, "Ihochi, if so, amai tsiyah nafshei." Like, if so, why did Reb Tarfon feel so bad? Like the chura, it's not called he was mishtamish b'kisro shatera. He mamish wanted to save his life. Like, what else could have he done? There's no wisdom to save your life. Like, if he could have done something else, then he could say instead of saying the Talmud Chacham, he should have done something else. But here, how else could he save himself? So why did Reb Tarfon feel bad? Why did Reb Tarfon feel bad about it? So Gemara answers, Mishon Reb Tarfon Osher God Heve. Reb Tarfon was a very rich man. He could have gotten out of it and given the money. Even if the man thought that he stole his figs, he should have said, you know what? I'll give you $5 million for the lousy 10 figs that I stole from you. I'll give you money. He should have said, and the man wouldn't let him go. Why did Reb Tarfon say, that's me, Reb Tarfon? For that, Reb Tarfon felt bad. He was mishtamish b'kisro shoteira. So Ran says, Ihochi Reb Tarfon amai tzionashe. Iyarmit bishleimet loyheve kopyed ugavro. Elu shosa. If the man wasn't really angry, only for this one time, shemochev mispire hech. Loyediya shemizmashuk l'rel mitzoyas hefkaninu. Like, if this was the only incident, Reb Tarfon should have explained to the person, what are you getting angry at me? I didn't do anything wrong. Now it's the end of the season, and it's Hefka. So then, that's what Tarfon should have done. So then, if by not doing that, we understand why he felt bad. But now that you say no, that's the man, the Meister, thought that this is the Ganef from the whole season. Since so, even if Reb Tarfon would have explained to the man that I'm eating it now, Beheter, the man wouldn't have taken that. Because the man still said, but listen, you are the Ganef that's stealing from me the whole year. So there's the cash, like, how could Reb Tarfon free himself? The only way he could free himself is by saying, I'm a Talmud Chacham. So that's not cool, be mishtamet v'kisro shoteira. So Gemara answers, no, there was another way out. Reb Tarfon should have paid his way out. He should have given the person money and not saying that he's a Reb Tarfon, saying like he's a Talmud Chacham. So they would bother Reb Tarfon the rest of his life. Right. Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Liyahavos Hashem Elokecha, should love Hashem. Lishmoya b'koilu, to listen to Hashem uludafkaboy, and to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Shiloyoy ma'arod, the person should not say, Ekro, I want to learn Torah, shiikruni chacham. That people should call me a chacham. I want to have respect. I want people to give me respect, call me a chacham. Esh now learn Mishnayis, shiikrenu Revi. I'll be able to teach Mishnayis. People will call me Rabbi. I want to have a name rabbi. That's why I'm learning. Shouldn't do that. Eshnan, let me go learn Gemara. Eshnan, Shiyaya Zokin Veshav Yeshiva. I'll be able to be called the head of a yeshiva. I'll be able to be an older person sitting in the yeshiva. I'll be respected. Person shouldn't say that. Ela lo mad miyava. You're supposed to learn because you love Hashem. That's what's possible. Glavor es Hashem lekecha. You should do the mitzvahs in order to love Hashem. V'soif ha-kovid lovoi. And don't worry, the kovid will come by itself. HaKadosh Baruch will give you kovid by itself. Not that that should be a reason why you're doing it. Shinem the Pasuk says, Kishra malas b'yasecha. Tie it onto your fingers. Kisva maluach libecha. To write it down to your life, on your heart. V'yayim, the Pasuk says, Rocher dakinoyim. The Torah is very sweet. V'yayim eretz chayim ilo mechazikim bo. V'soinchel meyushar. That the chayim, it's at neitz chayimi. Whoever holds on to it will become rich. So Torah will be mechabed you. Saran says, Kishra malas v'yasecha kleymar. Lo etichav in la noscha. Don't learn Torah for your own enjoyment. Only that you should know what you're learning. It should be in your mouth. More than that, put around your neck. Then later we bring a raya that the covet will come by itself. The ways of the Torah are very sweet. That means you'll become rich from this. So if you're machzik Torah, you'll become rich. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Asay Devorim L'Shem Poylam. You should do things L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran says L'Poylam means L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'er Poylam V'tziv Olayim. He is the one that commanded us. You should do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do them. V'dibar B'hem L'Shman. And do talk in the mitzvahs, learn Torah L'Shman. Al-Tasim HaTorah L'Gadlubim. Don't stop learn Torah to have a crown to become great with. Don't use that to use a hatchet to use like a shovel to shovel with, but don't use the Torah as a tool, but rather learn Lishma because Hashem wants us to learn. And so for the cover will come by itself. The kavuchayna uma bal shelter shloim nishtamish ela bekli kodesh shenasa kli choil nekim in olam. He used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash after the goyim went in and were mechalal the Beis Hamikdash. So the kelim was chulin. Still, he got killed for having enjoyment from these kelim. Is hamishtamish v'kisva shatayrah? If somebody has enjoyment from the crown of Torah, is alachas kama v'kama? That'll be nekim in olam. So you're not supposed to use the Torah on manas to be a famous person to receive covet. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Shori le liyinish, a person has the right. If a Talmud Chacham goes into a new city and nobody here knows who he is, he's allowed to tell the people, I'm the big Talmud Chacham. You're allowed to tell the people who you are. Instead, the Pasuk says, V'yavdecha yirei Hashem menurav, that he told him, like, I'm your Eved, I'm the Yirei Hashem from when I was young. So who you see, you're allowed to tell the people that you're a tzaddik. For the Gemara of Sova, Lakashad Rav Tafrin. Before, what was the mindset of Reb Tafrin? Why did he feel so bad? The fact he told this person that he was Reb Tafrin was saying, now you're allowed to. So Terence says, no, like we answered before. The Yosha Godel Hoya, the Hebler Lefais Tibidomim, that there he had another way out. He could have got the same thing to be freed by paying money. So then you don't have a right to stay with Talmud Chacham. But if you're in a city that nobody wants to do anything for you, and like the only way they'll do things for you is by you telling them you're a Talmud Chacham, then you have a right to. Rava Rami, Rava Yosef Aspira. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, V'yavadecha yiras Hashem menurav. Like he told all that he was Yirei Hashem, he told them that he's a tzaddik. But Ksiv another Pasuk says, Yalucha zar v'loi picha, that you should not praise yourself, let somebody else praise yourself. You see, you're not allowed to praise yourself. A czar should praise you, a stranger should praise you, but not you. So the Gemara, Ho biyasra diyadilei, ho biyasra diyadilei poshit. If you're in a city that nobody knows who you are, then you're allowed to tell them that you're a great person, that you're a Talmud Chacham. But if you're in a place that people know you're ready, then you're not allowed to talk about yourself. Omar Rava, shorilei litzurba merabonin, a young Talmud Chacham is lado, Lameimah to say, Subam Rabbanan Ano. He's allowed to tell people, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a young Talmud Chacham. Sharele Tigra Varesha. Trashi Yatiru Targa Shli Klema. Poskuli Dina Dine Tchila. Like start my sack first. But since when you went to a Din Torah, you're allowed to tell the dying you're a Tamachochem, that he should be take your sack first. Piskuli Dine Tchila. Taskin my Shala first. That's Mutta. So the Pasuk says, O Bnei David Karnam Hoyu. Ma koyin night of rush, does a koyin takes first? His ava a samachokim night of rush. Samachokim is allowed to take first. The koyin we know, how do we know the koyin takes first? The still the pasuk says v'kidashtoi ki es lechem lekechu makriv. For talking the Rebbe Yishmael, v'kidashtoi. What does the pasuk mean? It's supposed to be the kaddish or koyin. That means lechol davishem.